Hey guys, welcome back to Teen Girl Struggles. I miss you guys so freaking much. So, today's episode is not going to be a long episode, but it is an important episode if I do say so myself. We have one of our friends who wants to know how do they deal with social anxiety and how do they connect with other people. So, I definitely get the whole problem of social anxiety. I deal with it myself as well. And it was something I definitely had to deal with when coming to college. And it can be hard to make friends. So, what I do want to talk about with you guys is making sure you understand that you don't have to put yourself in situations that make you feel uncomfortable. If you don't want to talk to someone, you don't have to talk to someone. When it comes to making friends, you just have to let it happen naturally. The people who are meant to be your friends will come to you. And if you really want to talk to people, the easiest things you can really do are just walk up to someone and say, "Hey, I really like your shirt," or "I like the color of your hair," or "I like your shoes." You know, you can give people compliments. Or if you see someone who's doing something that's like something you would do, just be like, "OMG, I do that too." Or anything of that sort of nature. Like, you don't have to do something that makes you feel necessarily uncomfortable. It's very quite possible to do things that make you feel comfortable. Like, don't force yourself out of your comfort zone completely. Like, take things that make you feel comfortable and use those to talk to other people. Also, you can get in group chats with people. You don't have to make a lot of friends. You know, make one friend and you and that friend can make friends together. Me, I have a best friend, and me and her, we talk to other people together, you know. That way it's never so overwhelming. We don't feel alone and we feel like we have someone who has our back. It's very much possible to do that. As well as the fact that you don't have to make yourself feel like you're all alone in the world, you know. If you don't think too deep into it, nobody else will, especially depending on your age. Now, I don't know what age group our special friend is who left a comment on their Apple podcast, but I do know in middle school, I can understand how it's hard. In middle school, I definitely felt like I had to fit in, which was very tough. And I did a lot of changing myself to fit in. In high school, honestly, don't sweat high school. If you don't have a lot of friends in high school, it's okay. Because 9 times out of 10, by the time you get to college, you won't even have those friends. Well, if you're a sophomore, junior, or senior, then yeah. If you're a freshman, I can understand when you have friends. Join groups, join organizations. Once again, just put yourself out there. Like, you have to step out of your comfort zone in that aspect. Like, you have to get involved in activities. You have to let it be known that you're here, you know. If you want to make change, like, I know it's tough, I know it's hard, I know it seems scary, but sometimes these are the things you have to do. And I do say so from experience. My best friend right now, I'm a freshman in college, so yay me. I met her because we were put in the same group together for orientation. And I said, "Wow, I really like your hair or your outfit. You look really cute." I was like, "Girl, you outdid me. It made me feel like I look like a bum." And she was like, "LOL." And we just started talking and introduced ourselves to each other. And we saw that we had a lot in common. You know, it doesn't take big conversations, but little things get started. And now when I tell you, me and her are so close, and we talk about everything, and I see her all the time, we hang out together, we eat dinner together, like, absolutely love her to death. Like, it's hard, but you just have to try. Like, when I see people now, I'd be like, "Oh, I really like your hair." And it's super scary for me inside, but it's super healthy for me at the same time. You know, you thinking about you in the long-term goal and how this can make things better for you is definitely the way to do it. I would say so myself. It makes you feel confident, and honestly, it makes you grow as a person, you know. Growth and development, that's like two of the most important things you can do as a young adult or young child or young teen or whatever stage you are at right now, because honestly, it doesn't matter. This is advice that we all can use, and advice that can make all of us succeed and more successful in life. And these are skills you're going to need in the workforce. You know, get a job. That helped with my social anxiety. Having to interact with people all the time, regardless if I wanted to or not, it was scary, but it helped. Volunteer at your church or at a library, anywhere. Just put yourself out there, and it can be quite terrifying, but it can work. Make TikToks, you know. And just make a bunch of them, and maybe you'll go on the For You page of people, and people will see you, and then you won't feel so nervous. Just do things that make you feel uncomfortable. The more stuff you do, and it could be little stuff, big stuff, medium stuff, just do something. And it can make you feel so much better. Like, you don't have to worry about what other people think about you. You just need to worry about what you think about you. And that's what's really important, and I must say so. Because I never want people to feel like they have to change or conform their personalities to feel like they have friends. And that's coming from personal experience. I did a lot of changing to make people like me, and it's not good for you guys. And I never want you to feel that way or experience that, because it can be quite unhealthy and quite tiring. So today's episode was really just checking on that. I plan to do another posting. Honestly, right now, guys, I'm in the middle of deciding if I should start a YouTube channel. If I do, I have to see how I post a link. And oh yeah, I know how. I think I do. If I do create a channel, I think I'll post a link in the podcast channel. And I'm thinking if I should just start with a whole bunch of new episodes, or take some of the episodes I've previously done and go in more in depth to those, and that way you guys have videos to look at too of me, and you can see that I'm really just like you guys. Like, I look like you. I might not look like your same skin, but I look like you. I'm young. I'm literally only 18, guys. And I just turned 18, like on September 9th. So happy birthday to me. Well, belated at this point. So I'm definitely here for you guys. I'm definitely here to grow and learn with you guys, you know. I do really think that the YouTube channel would be great. You know, I could take you guys on my experience of college. I'm an English major with a minor in secondary education. So I'll be a teacher. And I just feel like it would be really nice if I could show you guys what I'm doing and show you that things are hard. You know, you don't have to freak out just because everything seems so confusing, you know. And I'm definitely telling you this, I still have bad days, guys. I'm not perfect. Still deal with depression here and there, you know. It's very much real, but it's okay. And all you have to do is worry about being your best possible self, and you'll get through it. And honestly, like I said all the time, guys, you always can drop comments under the podcast episodes. Listen. I do try to check them as much as I can. Like, I have a lot of schoolwork, but I try to check. Like, I'm taking a break from my essay right now, and you know, just to record this little episode for you guys really quickly. I try to check in as much as possible. I'm here for you. I really do care about how you guys are doing. I want to hear your problems to be there for you guys. At the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. You know, this is called Teen Girl Struggles, because we're all girls, we're all teens, and we all struggle. So, you know, I love you, little bug gang. If you ever need anything, you want to talk, definitely let me know. And if you guys are willing to, definitely tell me if you think I should drop the podcast. I mean, not the podcast, a YouTube channel. All right, love you guys.